This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver has a second case of measles. It's the fourth in the state this year. CPR health reporter John Daly has more.
The new case is in an adult, a household contact of the first Denver case identified earlier this month. The health departments of the city and the state say there's no risk of exposure to the general public because the person has been in public health quarantine during their infectious period. Measles can be severe but is preventable. Two doses of MMR vaccine are about 97% effective in preventing measles. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Experts say deep Republican budget cuts could hurt Medicaid, but Republican Congressman Gabe Evans says Congress can reach a budget deal without harming health coverage to what he calls lawful beneficiaries of the program.
Making sure that we're protecting this program for our most vulnerable by cutting out a lot of that fraud, waste, and abuse that actually drives up healthcare costs and limits access to it and comes with a reduced healthcare outcomes.
Others say Medicaid already has strong safeguards to detect and prevent fraud. Solar sales companies would have to disclose more upfront about how much the systems they're pitching cost under a bill advancing at the state legislature. The proposal is supported by both the solar industry and utility companies. Taylor Ward is with the Colorado Rural Electric Association.
We've heard many reports of customers who are misled into thinking their solar systems are free or heavily subsidized when that's not always the case. They're often unaware of the savings that can fluctuate with utility rates or that installations require time-consuming interconnection approvals.
If the bill passes, salespeople will have to honestly disclose how much a solar installation may change a homeowner's monthly utility bill, among other things. The proposal has bipartisan support and passed its first committee hearing this week. Three elementary schools south of Denver are closing next year. The Douglas County School Board voted to consolidate schools in Highlands Ranch, closing three, and sending students to other schools nearby. The district is seeing declining enrollment. This is CPR News.